It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. It is our first show of the new year, 2026, and we're going to be highlighting the history and work of a local foundation that provides help and support to the Tuolumne County community. The CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Daryl Slocum, is joining us in studio today on Motherlode Views. Daryl, thanks so much for coming in.
A pleasure to be here.
So how long have you been in the role now as CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation?
October marked my ninth year.
Ninth year?
Yes.
Time flies.
Yes. It really does. I can't believe it's gone by so quickly.
What was it that really drew you to that position?
Well, it's really interesting. I just love the community. And in my opinion, if you love the community and you want to make a difference, there's no better place to be than with Sonora Area Foundation. So that's absolutely what drew me to the foundation, is the ability to give back and support the community that I care about.
A lot of times we hear about the grants and the awards that the Sonora Area Foundation is involved in, but can you tell us a little bit about the history and how it all got started?
I love the history. So local businessman Irving J. Simons, who was the longtime owner and operator of Hales and Simons, had a heart for the community. He was a native. He was, the student body president of Sonora High School. My research tells me that he only left the county a few times over the course of his life to go to UC Berkeley and to serve in World War II. Mr. Simons was a successful business person, cared about the community, and had a strong desire to leave the bulk of his wealth here to support Tuolumne County. And he was made aware of the opportunity to do so by forming what's called a community foundation, which is what Sonora Area Foundation is. Very long story as to how that happened and all the work that went into it, but the foundation was formed, and when Mr. Simons passed away, almost the entirety of his wealth came to Sonora Area Foundation, and that happened. The foundation was founded in 1989. Mr. Simons lived until 2004, and the foundation has been going strong since creation.
Yeah, it's a great story. What kind of business background did Mr. Simons have?
Hales and Simons was a sundry business, lumber, propane, hardware store. Mr. Simons was a real friend to the contractors in the community. I've connected with several of them who did business with Mr. Simons. They had an account at Hales and Simons. He would work with them when the economy was tough and things weren't going so well. Employed a lot of people locally. Again, it goes way back in time. One of the things that we inherited from Mr. Simons is a 1922 Mack truck that has these razor thin wheels on it, and I wish I could. We could show a picture to the community, but I know there are people listening who are familiar with what I'm talking about. Well, this is back in the days before refrigeration, and this truck would deliver ice because people had ice boxes at home. That's what they would use to cool and preserve their food. This truck made deliveries all the way up in the Pinecrest area, and I look at that thing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I cannot imagine driving down the grade in that now, let alone back in the day. So the business touched a lot of different aspects of commerce and everyday life in Tuolumne County.
So he kind of set the foundation and got the ball rolling. What have you witnessed just how the foundation has evolved and grown over the years?
That's a great question. I love that question because I'm super grateful for Mr. Simons and what he did to establish the foundation. But the truth is that since then, many, many people have been involved with taking the baton and doing a stellar job of operating the foundation, and then other people in the community have stepped up to donate, to give back to the community, either gifts while they're alive or gifts at death. And those things have sustained the foundation and make it what it is today. There have been excellent board members and staff members since the inception that have just made really good decisions, forward-thinking decisions that put us in the position that we're in today.
So looking back at the past year, 2025, what were some of the things that the Sonora Aryan Foundation was actively involved with?
Well, there was a lot. And first and foremost is I think when I do a recap, when I think about last year, I'm just touched by the partnership with the community. And what I mean by that is the services that we provide lend themselves to connecting with the community and working together to meet need. So there are a couple of things that come to mind, including our food bank had a funding shortfall, and they were in need of help. And so our board of directors offered a $50,000 grant towards the food bank. And in conjunction with our donors, meaning those who have established charitable funds with us and the community, we delivered well over $100,000 to the food bank. And that's one example of how we can form those partnerships with the community. On a smaller scale, the fantastic Sonora High football team, you know, second state championship, et cetera. Well, when they were selected to go to the state championship game, they needed help with transportation costs. Again, we reached out to the community and they responded in incredible fashion to pick up that opportunity to support the local kids. So those are just two examples that come to mind of partnerships with the community that are at the heart of what we do.
There are two big awards, too, that were given out at the tail end of the year. What can you tell us about those?
So for the most part, the way we make grants are nonprofit organizations in the community come to us and they apply. You know, there's a we think it's not an overly difficult application process that consists of what do you need, what are you going to do with it, how's it going to benefit the community, et cetera. And then we present it to our board and they vote on it. But at the end of the year or towards the end of the year, we have what are called proactive grants where one or more board members will nominate an organization that's doing good work for either the Irving J. Simons Award or Mr. Simons' sister, Elaine Simons Baker, the Elaine Simons Baker Award, for a surprise proactive grant. And this year's recipients were Nancy's Hope for the Irving J. Simons Award, and that was awarded in late October, early November timeframe, and that came about as a result of Nancy's Hope stepping up to absorb, give someone a chance, and also the David Lambert Center, both of which are important organizations in Tuolumne County, and our board wanted to recognize that, and so they presented Nancy's Hope with a grant for $50,000 as part of that award. And then secondly, the county schools office was nominated for the work that they do in the youth mental health space, supporting the mental health of our students in Tuolumne County, and they received the Elaine Simons Baker Award, and that was a $20,000 award.
Does the board of directors make those decisions?
They do. They, like I say, they nominate them. There's a discussion that takes place. I can tell you both of those were unanimous selections.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting a recap of 2025. Also going to be looking ahead to 2026. In Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A quick preview next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to hear about federal issues and their impact on the Motherlode region. We'll be joined on the telephone by Motherlode Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents the region. He's going to get us up to speed on the latest federal debates and happenings. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our next segment with Daryl Slocum is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. The foundation provides help and support to the Tuolumne County community. During the first segment, we talked a lot about the history of the foundation and some of the initiatives and projects. And Daryl Slocum, I want to ask you about career technical education. We're a radio show, so they can't see that you're actually wearing a CTE hat, which is very cool. But what can you tell us about that initiative and where things stand right now?
Happy to. So career technical education is something that our community has been actively talking about for some time. There's been kind of a evolution taking place in the education space. And specifically for our demographic, the trades are a viable option for a lot of our young people. So Sonora Area Foundation partnered with some folks in the community to shine a light on the good work that's being done in our schools in the career technical education space already, and then have conversations about how those offerings might be expanded and enhanced to better support our community. And it's been received in a fantastic way by the community. Folks have been kind of waiting for it and have been very excited to hear about the offerings that currently exist in our schools. And we've been working specifically recently on a collaborative effort to try to bring a heavy equipment machinery and forestry training program to the area. It's a fantastic collaboration that features several local and state and federal agencies, CAL FIRE's involved, the Forest Service, Columbia College, Motherlode Job Training, the county, Associated California Loggers, other entities. SPI is a business partner for us, Sierra Resource Management, and former Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan is kind of heading up the effort. And we're moving towards this idea of possibly housing the program at Wildcat Ranch, utilizing Columbia College from the standpoint of being able to accept students countywide and putting them through a training program that provisions them to apply for jobs in the forestry industry. And so I'm really excited about it. It's got a lot of momentum going, and I'm really hopeful that this is going to be a new offering in our community in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, it's a really big initiative for the community. Is that more of kind of like a long-term project, or you're hoping to see it happen in the short term? What type of time frame are you looking at?
Well, I think it's on an expedited path right now. I think everyone in the group is excited about it. Having said that, though, there's a lot of work that has to be done, including recruiting the right instructor to operate the program. And so I know interim president Dr. Redwing is working on that from the Columbia College standpoint, posting that position, trying to get that up and available so that they can start interviewing potential people. But I can't quote a particular time frame, but what I can tell you is that a lot of folks are working hard on it to getting it up and running as soon as possible.
With all the different types of causes the Sonora Area Foundation could get behind, what was it about CTE that you really felt the push to move forward?
Well, again, I think it's because we're here to support the community. And what does that mean? Workforce development is a huge part of that. And so we have folks in our community who may not be attracted to the traditional college path. And we want them to be aware that there are other opportunities beyond pursuing a four-year degree. Columbia College has several certificate offerings now that people can take. They have partnerships with the high schools where the high school students can take college classes. They can get themselves educated, potentially a certificate, and that's something that we're absolutely behind.
If people locally in the community wanted to give money to different causes, you know, what are the different types of funds and different avenues that the Sonora Area Foundation offers?
That's a great question. We house about 300 separate funds, charitable funds at the foundation. About 80, a little over 80 of them are scholarship funds, which include scholarships for career technical education. We also have funds for individuals and businesses where they can do their charitable giving from that particular fund. And then several causes and programs have funds, including we have a career technical education fund. We have a fund for the annual Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair that takes place every year. We have another one for the Community Roots event, which is also an annual event. The Discover Life Free Health Clinic, and several of our nonprofit organizations also have funds with us. And so if you go to our website and click on the funds button, you can see a full list of the charitable funds that we have available. And anyone can donate any amount at any time to any of those funds.
What do you see as kind of the benefits of reaching out to the Sonora Area Foundation as opposed to just kind of looking around and see where you could put money to different organizations?
We feel like one of the services that we provide is to help people with their charitable giving. And what I mean by that is, if you have a heart for philanthropy, you want to support your community, and you have a little bit of money or a lot of money available, that's a wonderful thing. But you still need to know which organizations are in need, which organizations fit your heart, etc. And we help with that by providing information to the individuals or to the groups that are looking to do charitable giving and help them ensure that their dollars, their charitable dollars, have a maximum impact. And that's what every charitably minded person wants, is they want to support programs that are in need and that are going to maximize their charitable dollars.
If people want to start giving, what's the best first step to take to reach out to the foundation?
They're welcome to come and talk with us about what we're seeing in the way of need. They can sign up for our newsletter, which we have a monthly newsletter, which does a great job of outlining the particular programs that are available and any campaigns that we're working on. But the in-person conversation allows the opportunity for us to kind of ask some probing questions to determine what the donor is interested in. And because that's what's really important, is what hits your heart.
Is the foundation still pretty actively involved with student scholarships at the end of the year?
It's a huge part of what we do. Our scholarships continue to grow. I think it's one of those things, one of those areas where people understand the value of education and they want to support that. And we have such a tremendously generous community that we continue to see more and more people coming forward to open up scholarship funds. So yes, it's absolutely a big part of what we do.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. He's joining us on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we're going to be talking about federal issues and their impact on the Motherload region. We'll be joined on the telephone from Washington, D.C. by Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents the Motherload region. He'll be talking about issues that he's personally introducing, as well as getting his reaction to some of the federal debates at the nation's capital. That's next week on Motherload Views. Our final segment with Daryl Slocum is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Daryl, we've talked a lot about some of the happenings of 2025. Looking ahead to 2026, what are some of the things that you're working on with the foundation?
Well, we talked a little bit about CTE, and I'm really excited to report that the county schools office is going to be hosting a career technical education expo at the fairgrounds on May 29th. And that's going to be a fantastic event. It's going to be a great way for families and our young folks to walk around and learn about different career technical education options. There'll be some hands-on demonstration taking place. We'll be publicizing that as we move closer to the date, the actual date. But that we're really excited about that. We're also working on a newly launched campaign Somerville High School out in Tuolumne. They've had the bleachers, the same bleachers in their gymnasium for 60 years. They're not up to code. They're kind of grandfathered in. They don't have the money to pay for replacement of the bleachers. We're partnering with Black Oak Casino Resort and Boyer Construction, and we're putting on a campaign to raise funds to replace those bleachers, and we're well on our way to doing that, and we're excited about that because supporting our young people and education is an important component of the work that we do at the foundation. And then just continuing the partnerships with the community and outreach to our nonprofits to be in touch with what they're working on and what their needs are. That's kind of an ongoing program for us.
Also, looking back a little bit at 2025, anytime there's a disaster, whether it be wildfire, flooding, that type of thing, people are curious, oh, what's the best way to give money? And you were very active with the Chinese camp recovery and the post-fire that took place in that area. What can you tell us about the role of the foundation in Chinese camp?
Well, we were honored to serve as the repository for donations to support the victims of the Chinese camp fire. So we established a Chinese camp recovery fund. There were a couple of groups that did fundraisers. We had our donors support it. We had people in the community that came and made donations. And then one of our employees served as the point person, and we had people come in and fill out applications and tell us their stories and what their needs were. And we ultimately gave out grants, and 100% of the fund has now been given out. So 100% of the monies that came in were given out in the way of grants. We don't collect anything in the way of an administrative fee or anything. But I can tell you one of the most touching things about it was how wonderfully appreciative the folks from Chinese camp were to receive help. They were grateful, very grateful to the community. Many forms of appreciation of how supportive the community was, how wonderful the people that put on the fundraisers, how much their support was appreciated. And it was a wonderful experience for myself and our staff to support that program and give out those grants.
Being able to give out grants, can you share like types of things that those things fund?
So what we did is we determined that in the category of, because what's the thing you hear after a wildfire? They lost everything. You know, that was the over and over again. And there were approximately 50 houses that were total losses. So what we did is we took all of the money that we received and we divided it up by the number of applicants that we have. And we gave out a modest grant of a few thousand dollars to everyone in that category of their home was a total loss. And so it wasn't enough money to replace their home by any means, but it was some comfort money so that if they needed to go out and buy basic belongings, sundries, clothing, et cetera, they could do that. A down payment on a new place to live or on a car, et cetera. It was in that category.
And remind me, didn't you work with the folks up in Paradise following those fires to kind of look at what our local community could do in types of events?
So like years ago, after the campfire, I went up and met with my counterpart at the North Valley Community Foundation, which, as you might imagine, the impact on that organization was life changing. I mean, it's a different organization now, but I was able to learn from her what her organization did to support the victims of the campfire and those who lost their homes in Paradise. Obviously, Chinese camp was a much smaller scale, but it was very helpful to benefit from the experience of the folks up in Butte County.
So the Chinese camp fundraising, is that now kind of coming to a close, or is that ongoing?
No, it's all done. It's the fundraisers have all been held. The proceeds have all been given to us and placed in the fund, and they've all been given out. So it's wrapped up now.
Going into a couple other topics, are there any tax-related changes that impact people when it comes to charitable donations that they should know about?
I'm so glad you asked that, because there's a significant tax change, which is up until recently, the only way you could claim a charitable deduction is if you itemized your taxes. So folks who take a standard deduction were not able to take a charitable donation. That's changed in the 2026 tax year. And so now even folks who take the standard deduction, individuals can claim a $1,000 charitable deduction, and a couple can claim a $2,000 charitable deduction. And that's a huge opportunity for folks in the community to get engaged and involved with philanthropy.
Is it a busy period up until that first of the year for you as a leader of a foundation for people who want to give at the last minute?
Yes. There are a lot of folks who hold off on giving money to the foundation until the end of the year so that they can have a better picture of what their tax situation is going to look like. And so the fourth quarter is by far the busiest quarter for us of the year.
Well, anything else that you're working on with as a foundation that we didn't mention in today's show?
Well, we continue to be here to support the community, and that means supporting our nonprofit organizations that are doing such wonderful work out in the community. But we're also here to help individuals, businesses, groups, and clubs that are looking to do charitable giving. They can come partner with us, and we can help educate them and inform them so that they can do an even better job of placing their charitable dollars in Tuolumne County.
Remembering some of those ways that the foundation has donated this past year, the Interfaith Foundation is always one where the Snow Area Foundation gives money as well. Is that a situation where you have different donors that come together to donate?
Yeah, so typically what will happen is that when we put the word out on a campaign like the Atka Food Bank or the Interfaith Cash Drive, et cetera, we'll have 30 to 40 of our donors that will partner with us on those programs. And then if we open it up to the community, we'll often receive another 50 checks from the community. So it's a great way that Snow Area Foundation can serve as that hub for taking in the donations and then turning around and giving 100% of that money back out to the entity itself.
And Daryl, going back to a little bit about the role of the foundation in the community, you know, being a community foundation, how does that differ from like a private foundation?
Oh, that's a great question. And we get asked that a lot because foundation is such a common word. But a community foundation is significantly different than a private foundation, which is typically that's one person or a family. When you think in terms of like a big business like the Walmart Foundation, the Walden family, right? They have a private foundation. A community foundation has different rules, but it also has requirements. For instance, we have to show evidence that we receive our donations from a wide segment of the community, not just from one individual or one family, which would put us in the private foundation category. And so we are easily able to do that, BJ, based on some of the programs and the campaigns that we have that we've already talked about today, where people in the community do their giving through Sonora Area Foundation, which helps us meet the requirement of demonstrating that we are a community foundation. And by the way, I love that name. It's very descriptive. Community, in our case, that's Tuolumne County. Foundation, which provides support. Sonora Area Foundation exists to support Tuolumne County. And that is why I love the name Community Foundation, because that's representative and reflective of what we do.
Snow Area Foundation seems to be, just from my perspective, one of the most active foundations in the greater region. Is it a rarity to have a foundation like this in a place like Tuolumne County?
It does. It is rare, and it's because of Mr. Simons. We are able to do this work on the scale that we do this work because of the gift from Mr. Simons.
Well, we've come to a close on this weekend's Motherload Views. Any final comments you'd like to make?
Well, I'd just like to thank you and the Central Sierra Broadcasting Company for all of your ongoing support, not just of Sonora Area Foundation, but all of our nonprofit organizations. It's not easy to get the word out, and you go a long way towards helping us with that, so we really appreciate that.
We'll definitely keep us posted all throughout 2026 about the latest happenings.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Again, we thank Daryl Slocum for joining us on this weekend's Motherload Views. He is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.